The Power of Evidence: Navigating Prevalent Perceptions of Work-Relatedness in Medicine and Law. As a medical legal physician, I've witnessed firsthand the intricate dance between scientific evidence and societal expectations. Opinions on causation often shape decisions that redistribute wealth, influencing how we strive for social justice. However, it's crucial to recognize that these perceptions don't always align with empirical findings. In this blog, I'll delve into the complexities of work-relatedness, exploring the differences between medical and legal perspectives on causation. The science behind causation. In medicine, opinions regarding causation are rooted in the best available scientific evidence. We rely on observation, probability, and multifactorial analysis to determine whether a condition is linked to occupation or environmental factors. The example of carpal tunnel syndrome illustrates this disparity. While popular opinion suggests a connection between arm use and the disorder, numerous studies have failed to establish a conclusive link. Genetic factors have also been implicated, highlighting the importance of ongoing research and evidence-based decision-making. The law's perspective. In contrast, law views causation as a crucial element in attributing legal responsibility. The finding of a causal connection between a wrongful act and harm is essential for liability determination. Medicine and law differ significantly in their approaches to evidence evaluation, often leading to misunderstandings and frustration among litigants, judges, and healthcare professionals. The consequences of misaligned perspectives. Determining work-relatedness has significant implications for patients, employers, and public health. It's vital to understand the distinction between medical and legal causation as they stem from different sources, science and social justice. Physicians treating injured workers must grasp these differences to provide accurate assessments. Medical causation, science-driven determinations. In medical settings, we apply scientific principles to determine cause and effect relationships. For instance, a physician might conclude that workplace smoke exposure causes lung cancer based on accepted scientific principles, or question the role of a microbe in disease development using Koch's postulates. Challenges to these conclusions would also be grounded in science. The limitations of evidence. Unfortunately, insufficient evidence often leads to medical opinions infused with judgment regarding chance, test applicability, and patient credibility. For conditions like low back pain, sprain, objective proof is scarce, making it essential for physicians to acknowledge the uncertainty in their reports. A historical context, the evolution of laws. Our justice system's origins lie outside science, resulting in laws derived from historical and institutional factors rather than empirical evidence. Causation laws have three sources: common law, judge-made decisions, statutes, and regulations. This disconnect between science and courts is unsurprising, as causation in law differs from its scientific counterpart. The dual components of legal causation. In workers' compensation adjudications, both cause in fact and proximate cause must be considered. It's crucial for physicians involved in industrial insurance claims to comprehend these distinct components. As medical legal experts, we must acknowledge the complexities surrounding work-relatedness and causation. By recognizing the differences between medical and legal perspectives, we can strive for harmonization and improve the legitimacy of the litigation process. Join me in exploring this fascinating topic further as we delve into the intricacies of medicine and law at the intersection of causation.